from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. UN accuses Syria of massive extermination and of crimes against humanity. Massive extermination of detainees. That's what the United Nations investigators accuse Syria of carrying out today, alleging that it amounts to a crime against humanity. The UN investigation said the government of President Bashar al-Assad is holding tens of thousands of detainees from its civilian population at any one time, and that thousands more have disappeared after their arrests or gone missing after being abducted by armed groups. In the meantime, more than 25,000 Syrian civilians have become the unwitting victims of a standoff between Turkey and Western relief agencies. The Turkish government refuses to admit the refugees, the first in a wave of civilians fleeing an offensive by the regime of President Bashar al-Assad in the northern Aleppo countryside. Turkish officials say their country has reached the limit on the number of Syrian refugees it can admit. In a bid to pressure the government of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, United Nations and Western relief agencies are refusing to dispatch aid across the border to the refugees. And in a story not unrelated, at least 35 migrants drowned in the Aegean Sea today, trying to reach Greece from Turkey. Turkey's Coast Guard rescued seven people as two boats sank in separate accidents off the Turkish coast. Both vessels were en route to the Greek island of Lesbos, according to the Turkish media. The latest fatalities drive the death toll for Mediterranean crossings to nearly 400 since the beginning of 2016. Somali security officials say the explosion last week aboard a Dalo Airlines Airbus that had to make an emergency landing in Mogadishu was caused by a bomb. Security footage at the airport shows two men, one apparently an airport employee, handing what appears to be a computer to the suspected suicide bomber. This is VOA News. A Taliban suicide bomber on Monday killed at least three Afghan soldiers and wounded more than 18 others in the northern Balkh province. Afghan officials, citing initial reports from the scene, say a bus carrying personnel of the Afghan National Army was the target of the attack. Eyewitnesses told local reporters they saw at least eight dead among the victims. A Taliban official requesting anonymity told VOA that the only solution to end the war was for the foreign forces to withdraw from the country. But the commander of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan, General John Campbell, insisted there are no preconditions when it comes to talking about the peace process.
They got to honor the Afghan Constitution. They got to honor women's rights. They got to lay down their arms. They got to stop their terrorist acts. Once they do that, then we can get to the table.
He told reporters in Kabul on Sunday that Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah have both already explained the way forward for peace talks with the Taliban. U.S. President Obama is asking Congress for more than $1.8 billion in emergency funding to help fight the Zika virus in the United States and other countries. In a statement on Monday, the White House says the funding would support essential strategies to combat the virus, such as rapidly expanding mosquito control programs, accelerating vaccine research and diagnostic development, and providing health care services and support for low-income pregnant women. A new poll suggests Vermont Democratic Senator Bernie Sanders and Republican businessman Donald Trump are maintaining their large leads in the U.S. state of New Hampshire, which holds a presidential primary vote tomorrow. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone is in New Hampshire.
Hillary Clinton is trying to regain some ground here. She trails in New Hampshire by a fair bit. They're hoping they can narrow the gap between now and Tuesday, primary day. But Clinton also has a longer strategy, and even though we expect this debate between the two of them to go on as to who is more progressive, Clinton can look to states like Nevada with its large Hispanic population and South Carolina later in the month with its sizable African-American community. Clinton believes, their campaign believes, they have a firewall with minority voters. And so far, from what we can tell, that's been a challenge for Bernie Sanders to break beyond sort of white progressives and draw in some minority voters.
VOA's Jim Malone in Manchester, New Hampshire. Haiti's president has stepped down from office. Michel Martelly left office Sunday as required by Haiti's constitution. Prime Minister Evans Paul is Haiti's temporary leader until a provisional president is chosen by parliament in the next few days. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.